name is Vonda Gray, and I became a Christian in 1980.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
Well, I did not grow up in a Christian home, but my grandparents were avid believers, just in love with Jesus is the best way I know to describe it. I would go to their house sometimes for about a week in the summer. And of course, we would go to church. And so I heard the gospel there. And I remember around 9 years old, just now I understand it was the Holy Spirit, you know, moving on me, and just it seemed different. But I went back home, and with not having any follow-up and not attending church, you know, it just kind of went on the wayside. And then in high school, I had a friend who was, she was actually a Catholic friend, and there was a charismatic movement going through the Catholic churches back then. And so she would go to the local Assembly of God youth group meetings and get spiritual food and encouragement. And I mean, she had that at church as well, but it was different. And she was witnessing to me, and she would share about God and brought me a Bible. And it just really touched me. And then she asked me to go with her to one of those youth meetings. And so I went. And it was a season in my life where, looking back, I understand now that I was looking for love, affirmation. My parents were wonderful. I would get that from them. But from peers, I wanted, you know, attention and affirmation and love and confidence and things that I just was searching in the world and never finding. And I see now all of that has to come through God. You know, really genuine joy, genuine peace, all of those things really only come through a relationship with God. And so anyway, she took me to the meeting and I got saved. It was a very dynamic evening, and I started attending the local Assembly of God church. Fear of man has always been a struggle in my life. I didn't recognize it back then, but God has grown me, and I'm doing much better, but I still, you know, I'm still growing in that area of surrendering that what God thinks of me is what's most important. We lost our house in a hurricane. It took off a big portion of the roof, and it was literally raining inside the home through the light fixtures, the ceiling fans, upstairs, downstairs. You could hear it running between the walls. It was crazy. And so we had to move out and got the house, and it was pretty traumatic, actually. But our next-door neighbor watched us through the year and a half of being out of the home and coming in and doing the repairs and working on it. I remember him coming over, and I was laughing, and that I knew everything was going to be okay. We were okay. You know, it's a house, it's a thing. But because I was able to laugh about it, he looked at me honestly at the moment. He thought I had lost my mind, like I had gone insane, like that there was a medical problem mentally. But as we talked it through, he realized it was the peace of God over the weeks and months to come in conversations. And so, you know, It was very challenging. I was also homeschooling at the time, and Jeff is still working full time, and there were a lot of challenges, but we had a lot of support with our church family, and God's presence was just so obvious. And then it became like you couldn't hide that from the neighbors. It was just so cool. And God's still working on me in so many areas. But one thing, I had a miscarriage, and when that happened, you know, the temptation could be to get angry at God and question why me, or why did this happen, or whatever. And again, God's presence was just amazing in that time. And being able to experience his peace and his love, despite the sad, you know, reality of the sad situation, to have mourning and joy at the same time because of who God is and what he's done for me. It's a real thing. And I'm grateful for that. His comfort is just unbelievable. And I have been able to occasionally try to encourage other women going through similar situations that it is sad and hard, but you know, there's God's peace and comfort there. I think to me, just being able to share his love with others because he so loved me and loves me, and just for people to know that they're loved. And that's kind of on the forefront of my mind a lot, So I believe the Holy Spirit puts that on my heart and helps me to share his love with others. Sometimes it's just a smile. You know, you're shopping in Walmart and you see somebody and you make eye contact and smile at them. I mean, to me, that's a way of just sharing the love of God to a complete strangers. And sometimes that opens up conversations. It's amazing when you pause and you notice people and you look at them and you smile, how many people will actually start talking to you. And it's just different than, you know, having our head down and we're just so busy or in our phones or whatever, trying to get everything done. And I have those days, you know, I'm having my moments of very self-focused and in a hurry. But when we notice those around us, and I believe that God puts that on our hearts, especially when we pray. When I'm praying, I find that it's even more, right? Because I'm more in tune to the Holy Spirit. You know, I feel like, and he brings people in our paths and he has a plan, and it's not about us. It's a bigger plan about the whole world that he died for.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.